OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I reconnect with you from the New York City area once again, it is 18 minutes past the hour, and for this G-Block, well, it's time for today's personal connection that's sponsored by the Wellness Company that you'll find at urgentcarekit.com/carry.
When you travel, the last thing you want to be doing is looking for an urgent care or pharmacy and hoping that they're open. If you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, or cough, you know your body and you know when you're getting sick. Sure, you can tough it out, miss things on your trip, take time off from work, hope a doctor can see you and then sit in a room full of sick people, or you can simply open your medical emergency kit and match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescriptions.
This is not a first aid kit. Instead, it's like having an urgent care in your home with essential prescriptions of doctor-prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types. In fact, it comes with essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. As a show fan, you'll save 15% on a medical emergency kit, and ordering takes just minutes. So go to urgentcarekit.com/carry, urgentcarekit.com/carry, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, as all of you regular listeners know, diversifying the content of the program is a big reason for the success of this show, and today we're going to broaden the personal connection and talk about airports, flying, sleeping, resting, and how all of that goes together with an entrepreneurial story of success in travel. Let's bring in Dan Solomon, the co-founder and director of Minute Suites. He's waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Dan, nice to have you here with Mary and me on America's number one travel radio show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, always good to start off a Saturday morning this way talking travel. So, you know, as and one thing I'm going to just lead right into is Mary and I, we travel regularly around the country. We've seen some of the Minute Suite locations in several airports, and that's why we invited you on air today with us. You know, we know you're the co-founder. We'd enjoy hearing the inspiration behind the concept of Minute Suites and how you came up with it.
Yeah, it really was not my idea. It was the idea of two dear friends of mine that I had started other businesses with, Doctors Lisa and Amir Arbacer. They're now currently retired ophthalmologists, but ran one of the biggest practices in the country. They approached me back in 2007 with another business idea. And again, we had done business together before. It was really Lisa's brainchild. She envisioned a respite inside the airports, past the security checkpoints, where people could sleep, relax, recharge, and that was her vision. If I get any credit, I was the one that came up with the name Minute Suites. But that's really how it began. And I think Lisa and Amir and I really wanted to create something because we felt we would use it.
Right.
And that was the path that we went on. But it was really Lisa's idea.
Well, wow, what a team, because they are really pretty incredible and they are private, so just very different from public airport lounges. So let's talk about what's in these Minute Suites for busy and tired travelers. Why don't you share what some of the amenities are that are included?
Right. Well, what we did, Mary, was we tried to replicate a non-threatening environment. Instead of a bed, there's a daybed sofa. There's a small workstation. It's really meant to look like a private small office. Above the workstation, there is a fully functioning smart TV. But the main use of our suites is indeed for people that want to take a nap or are stuck in the airport overnight. We're open 24/7 in most of our locations, and they'll sleep there. But I think when people first come into a Minute Suite, it has that non-threatening, geez, looks like an office kind of a feel to it. And we wanted to have that be the impact.
But also and showers and so forth as well.
Yeah, many of our facilities do have showers, those are very well appointed. And people do enjoy the fact, especially the overnighters,
yeah,
they could take a shower in the morning and then get on their way. So, yes, showers are also included in several of our locations. But that's really a Minute Suite.
I appreciate the overnight aspect because if you miss your flight and you have to deal with the hassle of an airport hotel. So I want to point out for listeners, you can rent them for an hour. The hourly price is $55. If you have, like we do, and I recommend Priority Pass for a number of reasons, you do have you offer discounts. You have a relationship with Priority Pass. If you want more than an hour, but you don't want an overnight, can you add on and build on extra time? Can you do 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
Absolutely, which is really why I came up with the name Minute Suites, because our pricing model is based on 15-minute increments. So after an hour, you can customize in 15-minute increments exactly how long you want to stay there based on when your flight's leaving. You can stay an hour and 45 minutes. You could stay 2 hours and 30 minutes. So, yeah, it's really meant to be, you know, customizable for the guest.
That's great.
Well, and I agree with what Mary said. If you, if you've already cleared security, and especially if you're doing international or something like that, you don't want to have to go, leave the airport, go off property,
take your luggage, find a hotel.
Well, if you've checked your luggage, so, all right, but, you know, think about it. You know, airline lounges, they have certainly changed dramatically in recent years. They've diversified. There's all the different classes now of them and what's going on out there, and whether they're airport run or airline run or their credit card run. They're more crowded. We don't think the food is as good as it used to be. They can be harder to get into. And then if you do get in, as I just said, they're more crowded. I know you have a strong presence in Atlanta. We've seen the locations there. That's our nation's, you know, busiest airport by passenger volume. So clearly there's a demand for this private rest area that you've created. It has to be going well for you, yes?
It is. You know, we have really good team of talented managers and employees that are well trained, and we're really seeing that comeback from COVID, where people are now traveling a lot. And in Atlanta, in particular, we have four locations spread throughout the concourses there, and other airports like a Dallas-Fort Worth, where we have two locations, mm-hmm. Charlotte, where we have two locations. So many of these larger hub airports can have more than 1 minute.
You know, who's your target customer? Is it the business traveler that, you know, we're seeing more business again right now, or is it leisure travel? Who are you targeting?
It's really both. Everyone benefits from a minute suite, but in different ways. So for the business traveler, and I know my big gripe with the lounges, besides all the things you mentioned, Robert, is I can't really make a private phone call. I don't want somebody listening to what I'm discussing, which could be very sensitive business information. So our business folks love the fact that it's private, relatively soundproof, and they can do those private calls.
Yeah, I don't
For the leisure traveler, they just love the experience. You know, a small family is traveling. It's a chance to get the kids out, have them watch TV. The parents can relax and de-stress. So I think the overwhelming driver, and we saw this in initial market research, is that the main driver here is privacy. People really appreciate
Well, it gives you that personal time. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I do want to let folks know, 15 locations, 10 airports. You mentioned some of them. You know, there's Detroit, JFK here in New York. We did mention Dallas, Charlotte, Nashville, Houston, Baltimore. Salt Lake City's a new location. Do you see the company, you know, growing more in the next few years, Dan?
We certainly hope so, and we're already on that path. So I do want to share with you that we do have three more locations under contract, and those would be another location in Atlanta, in Concourse T as in Tango.
Okay.
We also, in the last month, signed up a location in Newark in the United Terminal in the C3 Concourse, which is their international concourse. Really excited about that. And last but not least, we just signed up JFK Terminal 8, which is the American hub.
All right. Well, being here in New York, we like that.
Yes, I grew up with that Newark airport, so hallelujah. Good job on that one. So real quick before we end today, what has this project of creating and managing Minute Suites meant to you, Dan, on a personal level?
Yeah, I really think it's about changing the travel experience for the better and really helping people. We get so many comments from our guests about, you saved my life. Oh, this is the best thing, should be in one in every airport. It's really the satisfaction I get is that we're now well over a million. We're actually approaching 2 million customers that we've served the last 15 years to know that we're helping people. That's really the driver. And that's what gives me great satisfaction.
That's a lot of locations. I guess 2 million in 15 locations in 10. That is a lot of people. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
You explained when you went to Dallas, the thing was
Well, exactly. Dallas, we tried to get
full.
In, and it was full. And listen, that's a good problem to have. There's no question about it. So, well, listen, I want to give folks if they're listening, they like what they've heard, they say, hey, you know, I need a little personal time myself next time I'm at the airport. I want to do that when I'm past security. So for pricing, locations, reservations, and more, folks, minutesuites.com. The website can't be any easier. Minutesuites.com. I really appreciate your time today, Dan. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
You're welcome. Same to you, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Take care, Tan. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
All right, folks. There goes Dan. Interesting business model that they have, and we wish them well.
Minute Suites.
If you've experienced one, by the way, send us an email, rmworldtravel.com/contact. We would enjoy hearing from you on that. As we hit the bottom of the hour break, Rudy's up next with the right stuff. Still to come, our listener emails in the museum gallery. Keep those radios locked in. Three more segments coming your way today as your RM World Travel Express rolls on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.